Hi, Krishna. This is Dhanadhar Swami.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Bol. Hare Bol. Jai. Thank you. This class may have to be abbreviated and probably will be abbreviated. His Holiness Indra Dhumaswamy came yesterday, and I met him. He lives next door, and he invited me for some function at Govardhan with Keshava Bharti. And he leaves at, to get there, he has to leave at 8. And right now, it's 7:30 here. So let's hope that we get done as much as we can get here. And I have to also find the section. We're very short. We only have maybe a few more pages until we begin this very interesting section on Raghunatha Bhakti. Not esoteric techniques, but the real consciousness that the basis of bhakti itself, because bhakti means attachment, actually. And when you do things out of attachment, you're much more absorbed, just like I remember when I was young, somehow eating like vegetables. And, you know, we had to be forced to eat them. And obviously, you try not to be absorbed in it, but when you actually like something, you're much more absorbed in it. And that's what spontaneous devotion means, that you're absorbed. And therefore, because the principle of purification of heart, actually in any yoga process, the principle of purification is fixity of mind and absorption. So because in the path of spontaneous devotion, when you're actually doing things out of attachment, you're much more fixed and focused. The purification is much more accelerated. Anyway, we're getting that to, we're finishing up the last two items of devotional, of the practices and principles of devotional service. So we'll read here from Sri Bhakti Sandhava. Read Anuchade 307. The outcome of friendship with the Lord, a description of the friendship between the Lord and his devotees, is referred to in Lord Vishnu's statement to Durvasa. The sages who look upon me with equal vision and whose hearts are bound to me captivate me by their love, just as a devoted wife endears a virtuous husband. Devotion constituted of friendship is partially represented by way of the analogy given in this verse. Omi jnana timarandasya jnananjana shalakaya taksurim nirtam yena tasmai sri guruve namaha. Panchakalpa purubhyascha kripa sindhu bhayedacha patitanam bhavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo nama. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasude Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So greetings from Vrindavan. I'm finishing up my tour here, and in the Dharma. I've been here for about 5 months. And I'm in the first stage of separation from the Dham. Guru Govinda Maharaj was discussing in Srila Guru Govinda Maharaj different stages of separation. The first stage is when you're in the process of going, just like when the residents of Vrindavan heard that Akura is taking Krishna and Balaram to Mathura. They felt so much separation, even though Krishna was there. And then Krishna, the chariot wheels started to slowly move, and they watched Krishna pass off into the horizon. That's another form of separation, and then Krishna was gone. And that's another form of separation. So I could see that now I'm in the mood of separation from Vrindavan. I have, I think, maybe 8 or 9 days left here. And it certainly increases my appreciation. And I'm lecturing now every day on the Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's really nice to get deeply into the stories. And now we're studying the story of Ramachandra Puri, who was a godbrother of Lord Chaitanya's spiritual master. And we see the culture of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how even though he was criticized so harshly and so unfairly by Ramachandra Puri, he still was very, very respectful, just following the principles of etiquette. And we're really relishing the different points of the story, but we see in this Ramachandra Puri that his material consciousness was so pronounced that it manifested in the activity of fault-finding. And Jiva Goswami says that envy is worse than criticism. Criticism is worse than envy, because envy is when it's in the heart and criticism is when it's manifest. And it's material consciousness, because ultimately material consciousness is the endeavor for superiority. That's material consciousness. It's the endeavor to enjoy, but more than anything else, enjoy psychologically by the sense of superiority. So there's two sides to that. One is your material desires. I desire to be the enjoyer and control. And the two ways one does that actually is to promote himself and put others down. In other words, we're not the controllers. I remember one sadhu chastised one of my friends. He said, don't think you're better than everyone or anyone. That material consciousness, that's the pronounced material consciousness that health, and you put others down. And they're the same sides of the coin, because you, but when it comes to the point of fault finding, to his degree, it was so pronounced that he just kept and really just keeping tabs on everyone, so to speak. And then when it's described this, how he does this, then there's the nice story of the root of it. And the root was his dealings with his spiritual master or saintly persons. And then I'm not going to tell the story, but it's very nice. And the contrast, it said this story is to show the result of dealing with saintly people. And because there's a description of two godbrothers and how they dealt with their guru. One was Ramachandra Puri and one was Ishwara Puri. And Ramachandrapuri was so callous. I should go on here in the story, but it was so interesting that the quality of unalloyed service and pure service to Guru is an understanding of his heart and a result of Guru Avagya, the disobeying the Guru or the teacher or the disrespecting the teacher, is not understanding his heart. We see this with Rupa Goswami. He's glorified among all Vaishnavas for understanding the inner desires of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because of his attitude of devotional service. Prabhupada is also glorified. Why? Because he understood the heart of his spiritual master because of his attitude of service. Bhaktivinoda Thakur also said that the result of Dham Seva, serving the holy Dham, is Nam Seva. You get a spirit to serve the holy name. And the result of the Nam Seva, the spirit of serving the holy name, then the advanced stage, Kam Seva manifests. Kam Seva means what? To serve the desire. You actually understand the desire of God. And you can't please someone unless you know what they want. And the desire of the Supreme Lord is manifest in the disciplic succession through the Vaishnavas. They carry the Lord's desire. And therefore, by serving them, we actually get to understand and serve the desire of the Supreme Lord. But that story where his guru is dying, and in separation, he's saying, oh, I have not seen the Lord of Mathura. And this is actually the advanced stage of Krishna consciousness. You're feeling great separation from Krishna, and you're feeling a lack of Krishna consciousness because your hunger for Krishna is so pronounced that you don't feel you have Krishna. It's like if you're hungry for food, then you can assume that you don't have food. But the nature of bhakti is a little different. You're hungry for Krishna, but having Krishna, having devotion, increases the hunger. In advance, he doesn't think he has devotion, and he's in that mood. And then Ramachandrapuri says, you know, why don't you just be equal poised and asochati nakanchati, brahma bhutapasanatma, asochati nakanchati. Just be equal poise and happiness and distress, and you'll realize Brahman. And you foolish, I'm trying to understand Krishna. You're telling me about Brahman. I don't want to see your face. And then from the offense to the guru, the offense to the saintly person, then material desires manifest in the heart. And one of the material desires is the Jnana Samskara, the desire for liberation, the desire for merging with God. Impersonalism comes. That's one form of desire that comes from offense. And the other was Madhavendra Ishwar Puri. Madhavendra Puri was invalid, and indisposed. He was cleaning his stool. He was cleaning his urine. And seeing his guru's yearning, he understood his heart and was just singing songs to express separation and service to Krishna. And as a result, Ishwara Puri became enthused with Krishna praying by the mercy of his guru. His guru blessed him. May you have Krishna praying. So I'm reading all these stories in the Bhagavad Vallabhabhatta, Ramachandrapuri, and seeing in each case that the lack of realization doesn't come from either a lack of intellectual capability, a lack of knowledge of Shastra, etc., that the lack of realization and understanding, the wrong conclusions come from not being anugata. Anugata means following. Following faithfully the guru parampara, bona fide guru parampara in which you are born to. That faithful following, it gives the shakti to understand. Of course, I'm not, and that means understanding shastra, and you can become learned, but it's all the zeros without the one. You should learn shastra, you should understand shastra. But if one becomes independent, then he gets contrary conclusions. And therefore, sometimes you see very, very simple people who are faithful that have strong spiritual intelligence. They come to the right conclusions. They may not be able to clear everyone's doubts with so many verses and understanding, which is necessary if you're going to become a teacher. But they know simply the right conclusions. And then you know someone who has so much knowledge, so much understanding, so much. But if he lacks that, all his knowledge and all his understanding does not come to simple right conclusions of devotional service, to humbly surrender to Guru and Krishna. So I'm studying these, and it's really nice study them. And interesting in Vrindavan, because my policy is I just, 4 o'clock, we start singing bhajans, and people come, and then, you know, and that's what I do. I never say I'm giving class or something. And different people, you generally get a core group, but really nice people come. Now, this discussion of friendship here, it's a very internal mood, as is this dasyam. It's kind of very advanced. You're identifying with a particular relationship with Krishna. Now, this may not yet be Radha Rupa Bhakti in the sense that you think you're a cowherd boy or something, but it's a sense of intimacy. And the intimacy sense of service becomes more intimate, and there's more of a sense of when the servitude becomes more intimate, you get a feeling of friendship, which makes you really want to be with the Lord intimately. That distance is not there. When the mood of servitude, I want to be a servant, but there's some reverence and distance in that way. But this, it becomes very intimate. And sees the Supreme Lord very, very intimate, sees him as his well-wisher personally. And he also has a strong desire to bring welfare to the Lord. And in this verse, this outcome of this friendship, it says, the sage who look upon me with equal vision, whose hearts are bound to captivate me by the love, just as a devoted wife endears a virtuous husband. So there's some type of intimacy. The sage Maitreya makes a similar statement. Those who are serene, equally disposed towards all, pure, a source of joy for all living beings, and his dearmost friend is Achyuta, easily attain the abode of the infallible, Srimad Bhagavatam 4.12.37. The compound Achyuta Priya Bandhava refers to those whose dearmost friend is none other than Achyuta. So it's a sense of also that yes, you may see Krishna as superior, but you have a sense of intimacy. It's just like a father who you have respect for, but the relationship becomes so close that the father, you see him more as a, not actually an equal, but in a very, very intimate way. Because you can have a mood of servitorship to your father, and your father can be someone who you respect greatly, and he's very, very distant and not in a bad way, but so you look at him in a very, very high, dignified way. And then that same father can, you know, sit down with you and talk to you very, very intimately. Where you get a sense that I'm not just his servant, but he's really my intimate well-wisher who wants to know my heart. And it's that same type of intimacy where the one that you're worshiping in that mood, let's say it's a proper family and the son, the father comes home and everyone in the house respects the father and the son is very distant, but he, yes, father. And then one day he gets into some trouble and his father, son, let's have a talk. And he sits on the same couch with them. And they, oh, my father is my well-wisher. You know, I'm not just his servant, but he's also my well-wisher. He knows me in very intimate. And then the reciprocal mood comes there. So this is an advanced internal. And then that son, who is staying so distant, then he may want to... you know, be with his father, you know, intimately, go on some outing together, or camping, or, you know, make the fires together, and sleep in the same tent, and be with his father. So somehow the intimacy increases in this kind of internal mood of friendship. And that can happen also with the deity and the descriptions of people who have that mood. And they just want to sleep in the temple. And they want to be close to the Lord. There's a certain rigid of the Aishvarya, or the mood of reverence. The word, it should be infallible, is used times to indicate there is no possibility of deviation from the result, even to the slightest extent. So now we have just one more honored shade, I believe. No, two more honored shades, about four or five pages. And then we'll finish the eight by themselves, sir. So that's basically what the understanding I have, that these are very, very feeling. You see close in heart. Prabhupada says close in heart. He describes that verse, Srinvata Swakata Krishna. Punya Shravana Kirtana Hidyantisto Yavajami Hidyanoti Sritra. And one is chanting and hearing about Krishna, Surit Satam, he becomes close in heart to the devotee. Surit is a name for friendship. Surit means close in heart. It also means benefactor. The devotee starts to see that Krishna is in his heart, cleaning out his material desires, inspiring him. And he's close in heart then. So that's it. So I'm going to be, because I finished this particular section, I didn't have much left. I didn't think I'd have much time to go much further. But technically I have 1 minute, but, you know, sometimes people are late. Would anyone like to say Hare Krishna?
Hare Krishna, Maharaj.
Hi, what was it?
This is Rafik Yah calling from Austin.
Hare Krishna, nice to hear you. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Boy, I know you don't have much time, but the thing that you said about envy in the heart manifests externally as criticism.
Criticism and boasting.
And what?
Pride, you know. Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, that's Shiva Goswami. That it manifests... It manifests as criticism.
Yeah.
He spoke very, very heavily against criticism, and he even said something like, envy is when it's in the heart, and criticism is when it comes out. And he described how criticism can be worse than throwing a spear through someone. Because he said the spear pierces the body, but criticism can pierce the heart. So,
yeah. That's really heavy. Oh, okay. And then I also wanted to ask if you would please kindly pay my most humble obeisances to Indrajyumna Maharaj.
Hare Krishna?
Did you hear
okay,
me?
Okay. Yeah, I can hear. Someone pressed something. I don't know if it was me or someone else, but...
Please extend my heartfelt obeisances to Indrajyumna Maharaj and Keshavarti.
Oh, yes, yes. Actually, I will.
Thank you.
Actually, we should all give Keshavarti Maharaj his blessings. Actually, he's... There's one boy, Chris, who has been aspired for initiation for about 12 years.
Really?
So, yeah, so very nice boy. So I think that's the function that we go to today.
And oh, that's wonderful.
So can I'll send my my good wishes from you also to both of them. So I think that's auspicious. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anybody else like to say Hare Krishna?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
I'm here.
Please accept my humble obeisances.
Okay, Hare Krishna. Thank you for calling. That's nice.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
That's Gail?
Yes.
Any questions, Gail?
Oh, none that can't wait.
Okay. Okay, anybody else like to say Hare Krishna? Okay, until Indrajyumna Swami comes, I'm a very extremely punctual person. So I rush like anything today to be ready. And Maharaj is also exactly on time. Maharaj, I'm finishing up my class that I do. It's really nice. And Rasa Gya is Hare Krishna. And okay, I'm leaving now. Maharaj has come to pick me up here. Vanshakalpa Turubhyas Chakrapa Sindhu Bayena Chakrapa Pitanam Pavanabhyo Vaishnavabhyo Namo Namah.